Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour, second half hour of hour number three on this Friday, February 23rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We were going to try to talk with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She, too, is down at CPAC right now in the Virginia, Washington, D.C. area, as is Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief. But she's standing in line to be interviewed by Steve Bannon on his War Room show. So I said, yeah, you go ahead and take that interview. He's got a much bigger audience, and he can get a lot of exposure for her and get support from all of his listeners. So definitely you take that interview, and we'll do a story from Lansing and kind of fill in the segment with information from Lansing. So greatly appreciate her touching base and letting us know. Having a good time, she said she was the only U.S. Senate candidate in Waterford this past Saturday night with Donald Trump. She was backstage talking to the Secret Service guys. Almost got her picture taken with him, but they had to whisk him away to get to another event. And she said she's the only U.S. Senate candidate from Michigan down at CPAC. The only one. None of the other candidates are down there. She's been making a lot of good contacts, and she said that she's excited. She apologized, but the timing just worked out that she was going to be on with Steve Bannon. So she's going to do that right now, and we're going to take it from there. We all been following this lawsuit between Christina Caramo and Pete Hoekstra as to who they feel the judge should make a decision to decide. Bottom line is, who is the attorney, or excuse me, the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, coming from her attorney. I'm starting to read the story while I'm talking into the microphone. Michigan Republican Party attorney Daniel Hartman told MERS News Service yesterday, after day two of the trial involving Christina Caramo, the efforts that are trying to remove her from power came after two events. The first one was the filing of the lawsuit on December 8th regarding the Peter Secchia building. Building located at 520 Seymour Avenue in Lansing, across the street from the Capitol. Christina claimed that she, as chair of the party, had the right to sell the building to pay off the $600,000 debt left by Ron Weiser, the previous chair. The second event that really triggered it, according to Daniel Hartman, was when $263,000 came from the National Republican Campaign Committee. This was given directly to the Michigan Republican Party. That's who they made it out to. And it was directed by the outgoing former House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. Daniel Hartman said that when that money came into the account, the National Republican Congressional Convention instructed Chair Caramo to violate campaign finance laws in how we use the money. He said they violated campaign finance law by directing the money to go to specific candidates. Meaning, basically, here's $263,000. You guys are going to be basically our slush fund. We're going to give you the money, and you're going to give it to these candidates. Well, one of those candidates was John James, the congressman, I believe, from the 10th Congressional District. Christina Caramo is not liking John James's bill sponsorships, as well as his voting record. So as a result, Christina Caramo said, sorry, we're not going to give any money to John James. Well, when they asked her to do it, Christina asked them to put it in writing. Because at that point, it had only been phone call conversations. I sent them a confirming letter, and that's when the fight began. However, Hartman, the attorney, cited a Michigan campaign finance law about donations made to political committees. The NRCC is a federal campaign fund and is put in the federal side of state coffers, their money from Washington, D.C. He said the direction that they were given was to clearly circumvent campaign finance laws. And when Christina refused to play ball, they decided to remove her. Matthew Wilk, an attorney and Republican 6th Congressional District Precinct delegate, showed MERS News Service a copy of the letter sent to Hartman about the $263 from the NRCC. The letter, which was then uploaded to Scribe by Detroit News reporter Craig Mauger back in January, dealt with the situation that Hartman pointed out. And while it suggests areas where the funds could be used, does not lay out any specific mandates of how the funds must be used. First of all, Wilk says this is completely false. Second of all, no one believes that Dan Hartman says, because Dan Hartman has repeatedly lied to the courts and to the members over and over again. Kind of interesting that you say that. How do you know for sure those phone conversations, Matthew, didn't take place? How can you so clearly say it's completely false? Wilkes and the letter sent from the NRCC attorney Aaron Clark stated the money came from an organization named Protect the House and wanted to see the money used for U.S. House races to reelect incumbent U.S. congressmen. Campaign finance law isn't violated by a suggestion, according to campaign finance lawyers. Stop, MERS News Service. It wasn't a suggestion. You just said that this organization named Protect the House wanted to see the money used for House races to reelect incumbent U.S. congressmen. Well, John James is a U.S. congressman. So I don't understand how you can say that what she claims or Hartman claims was a phone conversation, how can you claim that it's completely false? He pointed to the removal of several finance committee members, Wilk did, stating that because of the problems Caramo started well before the distribution of these NRCC funds, and the letter states where the concerns were with the state party finances under Chairman Caramo, with them wanting to know more information about basic financial information about the party status, let alone the truth about loans and payments made by the party. Did you guys not hear the interview with John Haggard in the first hour from 9:15 to 9:30, where he stated clearly, as a member of the budget committee back in the day, years ago, they had to sign an agreement that they would not disclose any information about the state's finances for the state party. These people have been demanding, asking for things that historically has never been given to anybody. The chair and the budget chair, and I believe the vice budget chair, are the only ones that have access to the numbers, and even the other state committee members that sit on the budget committee do not get hard copies of anything. But yet this is what the people wanted. That's what they demanded. So again, the case is going back to court on Tuesday. But I got to tell you, this judge should have recused himself from day one. Why? Because he has put himself in a box. They thought that they had this case airtight. In his opening statements, the attorney for Hoekstra said, "Your Honor, this is about three things. Bylaws, bylaws, and bylaws." And then their own paid expert witness, when being examined by Don Campbell, Christina's attorney, asked him basically, could this happen? And if this happened, would that invalidate the quorum for the meeting on January 6th? Could it have been that people signed the letter calling for the special meeting, which required 54 to be a quorum, correct? 54 is the number. Yes. They had to have 54 valid signatures in order to call the meeting. Yes. Now, is it possible that if they were told certain things, misled to sign the letter, the original intent of why they were being asked to sign the letter, could they then rescind their signature, and could that have dropped them below a 54 number required to be a quorum? He said yes. Well, right here, I got three affidavits from people, the signers of the 54, saying they were misled. They signed the letter only because they were told they were going to have a meeting to go over the books, to go over the finances with Caramo, the chair of the party. Not to remove her from office. They rescinded their signature. They didn't have a quorum. January 6th never took place. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number three on this Friday show. Joining us on the line here shortly is Rich Foley, longtime friend. Rich Foley is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, as someone very famous about a year or two ago said, I'm back.
I'm back. Yes, sir.
It flashed in my brain this morning. I said, oh, this is pretty funny.
Yes, it is. The billboard we had out there at I-75. Hey, Rich, I wanted to let you tell the folks what you've been up to since we've had you on the show previously. And you've been out looking for different products to serve people here in the state of Michigan, especially northern Michigan, our listening area. And you've decided to take a position with a new company, and you got a new product that you want to share with people and help them be prepared for whatever may happen. So tell the folks what you've been doing.
Well, it's I'm now selling the Generex home generators, and I'm doing my personal home visits throughout northern Michigan and the eastern UP.
Okay, and this is for the new Generac, the whole house generator systems, correct?
Yes, the whole house. Our systems actually, as soon as you lose power in your house, 30 seconds later, our system goes into action to give you full power for your whole house.
Now, Rich, this does not require people to go to their circuit breaker panels and flip any switches or do anything like that, right?
Nope. Our system is monitoring the incoming power 24 hours, 7 days a week. And so if there's a loss in power, in 30 seconds, our system comes on. Then when the power comes back from the power company, actually our system continues running for 5 minutes to make sure the new power is reliable before our system turns off.
Very
cool. So it's totally automatic.
Totally automatic. And if people would like you to come and visit them, because every house is different, the size, the square footage, the layout, they have different needs as far as, you know, 220 lines and different things like that. Basically, the best way to get a hold of you is for folks just to call your cell phone?
Yep, and come out just like I did in the past. You know, I did over 8,000 home visits, and your listeners, I did hundreds and hundreds of your listeners, and most of them were interested in home generators. And, of course, I didn't have the ability to represent Generex at that point, but now I'm here to help them, and I work with Dash Electric out of Gaylord, and we can, if you call me, I can come out next week, and we can install a system within the next week or two, no problem.
Excellent, excellent. So I'm going to give out the number. Again, it's 989 area code, folks, 306-3656. Again, 989-306-3656. If you just want to text me the word Rich, I'll text you back his cell phone number. You can call him. If you get a voicemail, he's busy, just leave him a voicemail. But turn right around and please send him a text message to that same number. And then he'll be able to get back to you as soon as he's available. And on these Generac systems, Rich, now, they, a lot of people I know can afford to pay cash, but some folks can't. Has the company set up financing for these units?
Yes, through Generex, we have really a good competitive low monthly payments. You can get a system for, you know, in the $200 range a month. So it's very affordable. Anyone that has any medical issues or anything should definitely have one of our systems because, you know, with the weather changing and the bad storms that are coming, you don't want to be in a situation where you have no power, no well pump, no electricity, no nothing. And
right.
With our system, all that's solved.
Yeah, absolutely. And once you look at the house and determine what size unit they need and financing and get that all worked out, how long then does it actually take to schedule to get it installed?
Right now, about 10 days to 2 weeks.
Okay, very
good. Not too long.
Not too long at all.
Okay. If I have 200 of your listeners call me tomorrow, that may be a different story.
Right.
But, you know, we're on a first-come, first-served basis. And so right now we got our schedule booked for the next 2 weeks. But if you call me right away, I'll take care of you right away, and you'll be you won't have a care in the world. And, you know, and like Generex says, you know, take control of your own power. Which will mean that you'll be able to control your life, because there's nothing worse than being sitting there with no power and everything not working, and especially if you're like me, a little older, and you know it's a problem. I can't I don't have the ability to do things like I used to, you know.
Absolutely, especially when it comes to those portable generators and getting the gas out and switching the cables over and doing all that kind of work. Greatly appreciate it.
Right.
All right, sir. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. Again, 989-306-3656. Just give him a call, leave him a voicemail, text message. And if you'd like that number from my phone, I can text you a dialable, clickable link. Just text me on the show's station's phone number, 231-360-5140, and I'll send you a direct link to Rich. So, all right, brother, you stay safe out there, and congratulations on your new representation of Generac.
Yes, thank you. I'm very excited. People are really nice that have gone to their homes already, and they purchased them right away. So they've been looking for somebody reliable that they know. And,
yep.
And
yep.
We know that, you know, you're a great person to let the message out.
Very good, Rich. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Have a great week.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Take out the Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that